And finally today, garage rock is often described as the forerunner to punk bands like the Sex Pistols and the Clash. A compilation of garage rock classics called Nuggets, original artifacts from the first psychedelic era, was released in 1972, with music from bands like the Seeds, the Electric Prunes, and the Standells. Several Nuggets collections have been released since then, but the newest one is the first to put the focus on garage rock from just one region. And fittingly, it's the San Francisco Bay Area. California Report's pop critic Steve Hockman has a review.
Peace? Love? If that's what you think the Bay Area sound was all about, you need to spend some time with the four CDs of Love is the Song We Sing, San Francisco Nuggets 1965 to 1970. Out in the suburbs, garages galore nurtured teens bashing away at dreams of being the American answer to the Yardbirds or Rolling Stones. And for a minute, San Jose's Count Five achieved just that. Their psychotic reaction, as good a Yardbirds homage as there ever was, rocketing to number one in the nation in the summer of 66. It proved to be the band's only hit, but what a hit it was.
I feel depressed, I feel so bad. Cause you're the best girl that I've ever had. I can't get your love, I can't get affection. Oh, little girl, psychotic reaction. And I feel like this.
The key to this, and in fact to all the Nuggets releases, is in the acts that didn't even have one hit. Sure, there are a lot of familiar names here. The Grateful Dead, of course, Jefferson Airplane, Steve Miller, Santana, Janis Joplin, Country Joe and the Fish, names that are generally viewed as defining the scene. But the real reason to buy this collection is the names you've probably never heard. Names like, well, Frumious Bandersnatch?
I was raised with a dream I couldn't share.
In his detailed, affectionate book that houses the discs, Nuggets compiler Alec Palau calls Bandersnatch one of the great woulda, coulda, shoulda bands. It's this purity of never was's and not yet's that really defines the scene. Even the Grateful Dead, in its early incarnation, the Warlocks, unlike previous Nuggets collections, this is not about a sound, but about a time and place. A time and place perhaps misrepresented, or at least not fully represented, by the sounds that did become most famous. Palau spells this all out in depth, not just with the musical selections, but in the elaborate package. Really, this is a lavish hardcover book with a musical soundtrack, rather than a CD set with liner notes. And he leaves no doubt that this treatment is justified, laying out the unique socio-cultural circumstances that were behind the vast wealth of music that arguably could only come from this region in those heady 5 years. From the neo-retro of Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks, to the future funk of East Bay's Sly and the Family Stone, the excitement of artists of very different tastes traveling in intersecting circles, competing with each other, sure, but learning from each other even more. How else do you get the Latin psychedelic hybrid of a Santana? But also, how else do you get an Ace of Cups, a female group with connections to notorious merry pranksters, heard here in a campy crusade against consumerism? Peace? Love? Well, that's not overlooked. Love is the Song We Sing begins with singer-songwriter Dino Valenti's rough 1965 recording of his would-be communal anthem, Let's Get Together.
Love is but the song we sing, and fear's the way we die. You can make the mountains ring, make the angels cry.
That's where it ends as well, coming full circle 5 years later with the Young Bloods FM hit adaptation, of that same song.
And you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together.
Yes, this is probably what will always be associated with the Bay Area of the 60s and early 70s. But do yourself and the music a big favor. Take in the full spectrum of this Nuggets collection. Embrace the love vibes.
Lord, I got to raise a fuss. Lord, I got to raise a holler.
But don't forget the kind of vibes that, say, Blue Cheer dealt in too.
A battle working on summer just to try to earn a dollar. But Lord, I tried to call my baby, I'm trying to get a date. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Steve Hockman covers pop music for the Los Angeles Times and other publications, and he writes the global music column Around the World for Spinner.com. He reviewed the new box set, Love is the Song We Sing, San Francisco Nuggets, 1965 to 1970. That's our show for today. California Report is a production of KQED Public Radio. Our director is Susie Rocha. Technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Tom Krimkowski, Danny Bringer, and Howard Gelman. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohen. Our interns are Deidre Crawford and Megan McCarty. We had production help from Rachel Dornhelm. Victoria Malion and Erica Kelly produced the show this week. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. Raul Ramirez is our executive producer. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have yourself a great weekend.